I have, there's definitely been an increase in messaging and wanting to book onto courses, definitely. But there has also been a lot of confusion, and I think rightly so, anger about why women should be the ones to take responsibility and that they shouldn't need to do these things in order to be out at night safely on their own or walk home from a shop on their own. And so there are some women who are wanting to sign up, but at the same time, they are saying, I shouldn't have to. And I think, you know, it's so devastating what has happened, so devastating. But I think the overall response is one of it's absolutely devastating what's happened, and it has brought the conversation to light. But women have lived with it forever. And so, whilst I have deliberately not advertised Surge self-defense courses during this time, and I made a conscious decision not to, because I didn't want to ride off the back of something that is actually devastating, and the family are going through. I can't imagine what the family are going through. But that hasn't, I've had women, I've had mothers who want their children, I've had dog walkers, like, and dog walker groups, I've had running groups, I've had so many groups. And I spent a long time yesterday thinking about what it was I was doing with Surge. And I think for me, I've got to the point where, yes, we absolutely need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes. Men need to be more aware of their presence around a woman, whether they know her or not. But to do that, we're talking generations' time. It's not going to change overnight. And so, actually, what I'm doing with Surge, I don't think I am colluding. I think I am giving people access to knowledge if they want it to protect themselves in the meantime. Is it right that that falls on a woman? Absolutely not. But it, for me, I feel like I would rather have something than nothing.